prescient film of the late 90s by Zach Schoenfeld. Peter Weir keeps his webcam covered with tape these days. He doesn't want anybody watching him. Can you blame him? Weir, after all, directed The Truman Show, the incisive satire drama from 1998 that seems startling prescient today. Back then, the movie drew acclaim for its imaginative storyline and barbed commentary. Two decades later, it resembles a veiled warning, both as an astute predicator of reality TV's enormous rise and as a cultural forerunner to the age of digital surveillance. So profoundly has the film invaded the pop culture psyche that there is now a psychiatric delusion named after it. The film stars Jim Carrey as the happy-go-lucky insurance salesman Truman Burbank, a man whose every moment, unbeknownst to him, has been broadcast on television, turning his life into a 24-hour reality show. Millions have watched him grow up, go to school, fall in love, get married, eat, sleep, brush his teeth. Things get interesting when he begins to suspect he is the involuntary star of America's favorite TV series. 20 years ago, Truman's life of constant surveillance seemed like a flight of paranoia. After reading the original screenplay by Andrew Niccol, Weir thought it was just wonderfully speculative fiction. The director tells Newsweek, "My main concern was the credibility of it. There wasn't enough precedent. Some friends told me the plot stretched the limits of believability. No one would watch a thing like that," they said. "Who wants to watch reality?" Answer: a lot of people. Reality TV wasn't entirely new in 1998. The first such show, Candid Camera, came on in 1948, and MTV's Real World began in 1992. But it wasn't until The American Survivor debuted in 2000 that the genre became a mainstream obsession. The season finale drew more than 50 million viewers. For the next decade, reality TV would dominate primetime television, giving one star, Donald Trump, a springboard to the White House.